Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, it's that time of year again here in the U.S., time to pay our taxes. So this week's show is going to be an interview with a representative from the Internal Revenue Service, otherwise known as the IRS, about some of their accessible forms and services specially designed for the visually impaired.
We'll be talking with Daryl Eaton, who's a longtime employee of the IRS, about the services they provide to their disabled clients and employees. But first to our tip of the week. This week's tip is, check out how accessible the Internal Revenue Service has made their webpage, tax forms, and instructions. This clip is excerpted from a video that the IRS has on YouTube.
Video includes a narrator who uses American Sign Language while talking with a life-size smartphone. Internal Revenue Service logo is displayed on the face of the smartphone.
Iris, I need help with my taxes. Where can I find information for people with disabilities like me?
Let me see. There are many good sources of information at the IRS.gov website.
Really? Where?
Okay. Go to www.irs.gov and select the accessibility link. You can download hundreds of accessible tax products. Or you can link to videos in American Sign Language. And there is assistance for veterans with disabilities, free tax assistance, information about tax benefits, and much more.
So you're saying that there are lots of different types of accessible tax products available?
Yes. There are tax products available for download in Braille and text formats, large print, and accessible PDFs. You can also view publications and instructions in HTML.
This is great. The IRS really does help people with disabilities.
And every web page has a link to contact the IRS.
Wow, you're awesome. Will you marry me?
You're cute and all, but honestly, I'm just not the marrying kind. I have got to go. It's time to recharge.
Words appear. Visit www.irs.gov.
Well, that was a quick audio review of what kind of services they offer, and we'll be talking the rest of the show about some more details about how to acquire some of these forms, what they do, and you'll learn a lot. This was a real eye-opener to us.
Turning now to our low-tech item, let's meet Daryl Eaton.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Daryl Eaton with the IRS. I work with the Alternative Media Center. The Alternative Media Center makes information accessible for people with disabilities, and I have been an analyst with the AMC for approximately 10 years.
Do you have any visual impairment yourself?
Yes, I do. I am a totally blind person.
And what was the cause of your blindness?
I have macular degeneration.
So you've been blind since before you got to the IRS, or did that develop while you were there?
No, it was when I was a kid, at approximately 10 years old.
So you presumably were schooled in Braille?
Correct. I attended the School for the Blind in Raleigh, North Carolina, Governor Moorhead School, and I learned Braille and went all the way through high school there.
That's neat. Usually macular degeneration happens when you're older, but I guess sometimes it happens when you're young also.
Yes, my brother and I both have a version that affects children. It's actually called Best disease.
So I assume that's genetic, and the fact that one of you had it made it more likely that the other one has it?
Yes, we both were diagnosed with the same thing.
Wow. I can't imagine having two blind children.
Well, you know, my parents were very supportive, and they managed to do a good job with us. We're both adults now, obviously, and are living, you know, fully successful lives.
I think that's a big thing, how supportive the parents are. I give a lot of credit to my parents for raising me to be independent and giving me the support I needed and, telling me I could do anything I wanted, essentially.
Absolutely. That is so important, to have that support.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. How did you get involved in the Alternative Media Center at the IRS?
You know, I started at IRS as an IT person, as a technology support person. And one day I was speaking with one of the directors that had come to visit, and she was asking me questions about the new assistive technology that I had just gotten. And I was talking to her about the fact that it was great technology, but it was not working with the information that was on our public website, specifically with the PDF forms and that kind of thing. And she said, well, you know, we have a project in place right now to correct some of the issues that we're having with these forms. Would you consider coming to Washington, D.C. and working with us to make this information accessible for users of assistive technology? And at that time, I was in Sacramento, California. So I came for what's called a detail for about 4 months and worked with the project. I loved it, and I've been here ever since.
Well, so you were the ideal person to put in that job so you could develop the accessibility of your websites and other media as a user.
Right. We work with contractors who actually do the work. Some of them are actual government employees, but I don't do as much with actually making the information accessible. I'm more of a tester than an actual creator.
And we've mentioned this so many other times on this show in the past that it's often so nice when you have someone who is visually impaired actually working to make the technology more accessible and or developing the technology. And somehow, if they're developing it and they're visually impaired and they have to use it, it's going to work in the end analysis, isn't it?
Well, and it's nice to know that the people in charge recognized that it's important to have someone like Daryl on the team.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the accessible tax forms and assistive services for people with disabilities that the IRS provides.
We have many international listeners around the world, and we keep on referring to the IRS, but we didn't say what it was.
Oh, yes. The IRS is the Internal Revenue Service.
And that's the governmental agency in the U.S. that collects taxes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the one we all love.
Yes.
So you said you're working for the Alternative Media Center. Can you describe its basic function?
The IRS Alternative Media Center provides accessible information for employees and taxpayers who need tax information in an alternative format.
And that's for more than just blind people, right?
For the most part, our customers do tend to be blind. We have information on the site that can be used by folks with other disabilities. For example, our Braille information can be used by someone who is deafblind. But I would say for the most part, our information is being made accessible for people who cannot work with print.
How does a person get this alternative information from the IRS?
Well, we are very happy to say that all of our products can be gotten through our mainstream channels. If you want a hard copy of a Braille form, you can get that by calling the 800 number, 800-TAX-FORM, 829-3676. You can also get hard copies of our Braille and large print instructions and publications through the same channel. All of our information is available for download from the accessibility page on irs.gov.
When you talk about providing this information in Braille, you don't mean that people can get any tax form and any booklet that goes along with these. That sounds like a lot of information.
You can get that in Braille. Yes, you can actually get a hard copy version of it, and you can get the large print also.
Wow. Oh, I'm impressed. I had no idea that that was available. I guess it's a good thing we've interviewed you, so other people will know.
Yes.
So I assume you have like the main forms, the 1040, Schedule A, Schedule B, already set up and ready to go and ship out if somebody calls and requests one. What if somebody asks for some form that you don't already have in Braille? How long does that take?
If it's ready to go, if it's been converted to an alternative format, we usually can ship it within like 72 hours. If it has to be made accessible, it can take slightly longer depending on, you know, the complexity of the form, because our products do go out to contractors to get the work done. It probably would take 30 to 45 days to get it back.
So I'm curious, the 1040 is basically two sides of a sheet of paper in really small print with lots of boxes. How big is that in Braille?
Just to give you an example, it can be quite large. Pub 17 is approximately 19 volumes in Braille.
19 volumes?
19 volumes of Braille, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's as tall as I am.
And Pub 17 is what?
Publication 17 has just loads of tax information that's available.
Publication 17 is essentially the rules written out.
It is. It's a major publication that contains tax information. It's very comprehensive.
So you want to think about it twice before you order that one and it shows up on your doorstep.
Do you actually make the tax forms in Braille and then people enter their answers on the Braille form? How does that work?
The Braille form is used strictly for research. A person cannot file taxes using the Braille form. To file, what we have available is the electronic version of PDF. PDF files can be completed and printed and filed with total independence by a person using assistive technology. So the Braille is not for filing. The Braille is strictly for research and knowing what's on the form.
And then part of your job is testing the PDF form to make sure that it works with all the major screen readers and magnifiers and stuff?
Correct. Exactly.
I assume you do a good job of that, so we can all trust you.
We like to think that we do a good job with it. We test with screen readers. We have JAWS that we use here at IRS, and we do know through other sources that it works well with the Windowized screen reader. It also works well with refreshable Braille displays, and it can work with voice activation software such as Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh, that sounds pretty flexible. So you mentioned two of the most popular commercial screen readers. I'm wondering if it works with the free and open source NVDA screen reader.
We can't say that it doesn't. We just haven't tested it with those.
You can't test everything.
Right. We would like to be able to.
But the testing is so important, as you say, because although we assume our assistive technologies and our screen readers make everything accessible on a computer, PDF forms in particular, that sometimes things just don't work as well as you'd expect, and the PDF isn't created to be compatible with some of the features of the screen reader. So it really is important to test it, make sure it works with these screen readers.
And test it before people start trying to use it. So make sure it's working day one when people start trying to use it. So you make this sound perfectly seamless. Have you run into any particular challenges making the tax forms and other information accessible?
Well, actually, I can think of a couple of challenges that we have. The big challenge, of course, is that most of the tax information for IRS gets revised every year. And although the information is made available at staggered intervals, it's still a monumental task to manage making all those products accessible during the filing season. The other challenge in terms of accessibility has to do with the number of forms that we work with. And as you can imagine, the forms have fillable fields, they have checkboxes, they have graphic content that has to be dealt with. And even with the simplest of form, you know, we have to make sure that all the fields have meaningful labels for people who are using assistive technology so that they enter accurate information.
So you talked about these online electronic forms in PDF format that a visually impaired person can fill out. Are these the same forms that a sighted person would fill out, or are these somehow adapted specially for visually impaired people?
The forms look the very same. The only difference is that if a person who is using a screen reader opens a form, then it instantly starts speaking.
So I know unemployment is rampant among people with visual impairments, and that puts them in lower tax brackets. And we have some friends who are retired scientists, and they volunteer with this program where volunteers can assist low-income people filling out their tax forms. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We are very happy to say that we have our VITA program. It's what it's called. VITA is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and it is available to taxpayers who earn less than $50,000. And from my understanding, that number can change from year to year. So because you make more than $50,000, don't assume that you're not eligible for the program. But it is a free tax preparation service for people who, at this point, earn less than $50,000. And all of the volunteers are certified by IRS to assist anyone meeting the requirement in filling out their taxes.
And how would someone find out about that and where to go for that service?
If you go on to the IRS.gov website, you can search on the VITA information, and it'll show you who's in your area that can help you with this service.
And we should note that in addition to the VITA services that the IRS offers, there are many local organizations, community organizations, that offer similar tax assistance services, sometimes without any financial or earnings limits. So you might check into that to see if there are those kinds of services available in your community if you need some help with your taxes.
So how we found out about the IRS providing accessible services was about a year ago. We got a note from somebody at the IRS that they had found out about our show. And they said, hey, it's almost April 15th. Can you put in a little thing telling people that the IRS has accessible forms and stuff? And we said, well, you know, we record way in advance, and we had already recorded through March. And we thought it was a little late, but we did put in a little clip. So we arranged to do this show at the end of January when everybody's getting their beloved 1099s and W-2s and all of that stuff. How does the IRS promote their accessible information and other services for the disabled besides calling us?
The IRS partners with several different organizations, advocacy groups, who cater to people with disabilities. And some of those organizations include the American Council for the Blind, the National Library Service, the National Disability Institute, and others, the National Federation for the Blind. All of these organizations distribute information electronically, and that helps us tremendously to be able to, you know, get the word out. Because as you know, when something is electronic, whether it's a newsletter or what, it can often end up in other resources. For example, some of our information at one time ended up in a bowling newsletter that, you know, that we had no idea even existed. So there's a tremendous advantage to being able to distribute information in this way. We also attend conferences where we can promote our information and talk about what we have available. We also have been using YouTube to put information out there. In fact, we have a new YouTube video that we're working on currently to talk about our products that are available to people with disabilities.
Do you make use of other social media like Facebook and Twitter and some of these novel methods of reaching people too?
Yes, we are very happy that we're, you know, getting the word through these resources also. You can follow us through Twitter, through Facebook, through Tumblr. We also have an IRS To Go app that works with any smartphone.
And what does that do?
It allows you to go onto the IRS.gov webpage, and there is video information that's available that tells you the latest, you know, tax information. So I encourage you to go out and download it.
So that's great. It sounds like you guys do a fair amount of outreach and networking, and it's tough to reach the blind community because they're so spread out.
Yes, that is true, and it's been quite a challenge, but we are becoming better at it. And like I said, the electronic newsletters and the things that are available online have helped us tremendously in getting the word out there.
We will have links in the show notes to the proper URLs for their sites on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and to the IRS To Go app and Tumblr. You've been really, really informative. Is there anything we neglected to ask?
No, I think you covered it all. I would just like to emphasize once more that, you know, the IRS is definitely committed to having the resources that a person with disability would need to file taxes and meet his or her tax obligation. And I just wanted to mention one page on the site that we included as a direct result of feedback from the customers is our disability related products page. And on this page, we have specific publications and forms that are related to people with disabilities, tax credits that you would get for, you know, having a disability, specifically publication 907, and there are others up there. So little tidbits like this, we, you know, consider to be very valuable to the community with disabilities. Feel free to look at that. Like I said, give us feedback, and we definitely take that to heart.
Do you have a URL for that particular page on disabilities, or just search for disabilities on the IRS.gov site?
www.irs.gov/accessibility. And that takes you directly to the accessibility page.
Now for this week's high-tech item. Technological aids in use by visually impaired employees at the Internal Revenue Service and the support that the IRS provides for them. And this is just one more example of the government actually being sincere about complying with their own regulations in the ADA and providing good employment and support for people with various needs and disabilities.
So we talked a lot about how the IRS is serving the people who use the IRS. And I wonder if it's not too off topic, if you could talk a little bit about how the IRS serves its employees.
Yes. Now, that is actually a different office than the Alternative Media Center, but we have what's called our IRAP office. It's the Information Resource Accessibility Program. And that office is actually responsible for all of the assistive technology and adaptive equipment that we as employees have access to perform our jobs. Once a person is on board, then they are assessed to determine what type of equipment they might need to perform their job successfully. So that is available, and like I said, the AMC makes sure that everyone has the accessible documents that they need to perform their job, whether it's something for doing your daily task, whether it's something you need for training. Whatever the need is for having accessible information, then we provide that for the employees through the Alternative Media Center.
So this IRAP, is that for all federal government employees or just the IRS?
That program is just specifically for the IRS.
So when I worked at Xerox, they were very supportive about getting me any adaptive aids I needed, braille displays, screen readers, et cetera, but they weren't very proactive about it. I had to identify what resources I needed to do the job, identify, you know, which screen reader and things like that. And you make it sound like the IRS is more proactive about that, that they have a part of the IRS that's responsible for this and actually helps you identify the needs and solutions.
Exactly. It is available to every employee with a disability that comes in, yes, and we are being proactive about it rather than having the person come in and, you know, that person has to look around the agency to see, you know, how they can get what it is they need to do his or her job.
So can you talk about your specific situation and how they help you manage your job?
As I said, I came in as an information specialist back in the late 80s and was given the equipment that I needed to do my job, which was mainly a screen reader at that time. Later, we were given, you know, refreshable braille displays as a part of the contract. So each of the years that I have been here, it's actually gotten better. after having gotten the refreshable Braille display, then scanners came along with the use of the Kurzweil software. So we were able to get information to do our jobs, you know, whether we need to scan memos or, you know, whatever the printed product would be that would come across the desk. So every year, it seems like the technology had gotten better and better in terms of every person having what's needed to do the jobs. And, you know, even with the phone equipment, they're quite different from what I use. But for folks who are handling the 800 line when you would call to get tax information, those folks have a whole different setup from, say, the desk that I'm sitting at. But it allows them to, you know, do their job and to give the taxpayer the information needed to, you know, to file their taxes timely and accurately.
So I'm curious, one of the things you said just a minute ago implied that a lot of the people in your call center have visual impairments. Is that correct?
Yes, there are quite a few people with visual impairments that work in the call sites where we actually receive phone calls with tax questions from the public.
And then if you just have the right kind of telephone headset where you can listen to the screen reader and also listen to the telephone and not get the two interfering with each other, that works quite smoothly, I gather.
Yes. Yes, it does. So folks should not dismiss IRS when they're, you know, looking at the opportunity for work. I've talked about my work experience, and, you know, that would be wonderful if that inspired others to take a look at what IRS offers in terms of a career.
And I assume there are links on your website for employment opportunities?
Yes, we have links for available jobs. So, yeah, be sure to go and take a look.
Does everyone who works for the IRS, must they live in the Washington area?
No, the IRS has offices all over the country. And so you do not have to live in Washington, D.C. to work with IRS.
So just to reiterate, he's given lots and lots of links and places you can go to look for information. The basic places to start are either by telephone at 800-TAX-FORM or 800-829-3676, or start at the www.irs.gov/accessibility website, and then there are links there to all of the other things that he mentioned.
But as usual, if you missed any of that, because it goes by quickly, we'll have all of that contact information along with other useful quick links to find the information that you'll need in our show notes.
And you can find that at our website, which is www.eyesonsuccess.net. That's it for show number 1305. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the NLS services, history, and technology. We'll speak with Judy Dixon and Steve Prine of the NLS about the services and history of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, which is part of the United States Library of Congress. Hear about the evolution of audio and Braille formats through newer technology and some of their plans for the future. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, formerly known as Viewpoints, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at _EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.